On this week's episode of Nintendo Noise, we're going to be laying down our predictions for the Nintendo Direct that may never be. What's up, Internet? You're tuned in episode 43 of Nintendo Noise, Flip Screen Games' weekly Nintendo podcast. I'm your host, Pete Mbessie, joined, as always, by my very good friends and co-hosts, Mr. Stephen Radford.
Hello, hello.
And Mr. Chewy Plays.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Welcome back, boys. We've got a fun one on our hands here, right? Summer Games Fest, over, not quite over, remains to be seen, right? But we're kind of in the afterglow. Xbox had their big presentation. Sony came out swinging. A bunch of other smaller presentations have come with a ton of really, really fun-looking indie games, all kinds of good stuff. But the question on every Nintendo fan's mind is, Nintendo, where are you? We're going to talk all about that on this week's show, as well as our predictions for if the show happens. We're going to talk about what's going to come at it. So it's going to be a good one. I'm excited to jump into that. These predictions episodes are always a good time. But before we do that, let me remind you that this episode of Nintendo Noise is brought to you by our Patreon producers for the month of June. They are Christian Oliveria, Christopher Valenz, Gabriel Hasselmeyer, a.k.a. Asobi, Mary Berry, Smoky Shake, Wakahula, and Zaid Ida. Thank you all so much for your support over on patreon.com/flipscreengames. Y'all are the real still the real, and we appreciate your support of this fine program. Speaking of support, if you head over to the Patreon, there's a bunch of perks and goodies you can get, just like all of our Patreon producers, including early access to this and our sister show, Flip Screen Games Podcast, the exclusive Patreon podcast, One More Thing, and a bunch of other cool stuff like flares and maybe getting your name read on the air, all kinds of good stuff. So go check it out. Show your support however you choose to. If you don't have any money for us, that's fine. There's a bunch of free ways that you can get involved and show your support of the show. Head over to flipscreen.games where you can get all the links to all the places you can find us all over the web, including our Discord where we've got a fun, inclusive community of gamers just like you out there talking about video games, keeping the conversation rolling, helping each other find next-gen consoles, all kinds of good stuff. You can also write into the show at questions@flipscreen.games or find us on Discord or social media and keep that conversation rolling or get your thoughts read on the air. So, however you choose to get involved, we're happy to have you. We're happy to get into this week's show. Let's do it. Speaking of the Discord, I did want to give a shout out to all the folks who wrote in the aftermath of last week's episode. We talked all about Nintendo's new subsidiary, Nintendo Studios LLC, and it's seemingly going to be the company that they're going to run all of their, you know, television and film projects through. We talked all about some of the things we'd like to see. And despite the fact that we talked about a few different properties and how they might get adapted, everybody really zeroed in on the Metroid part of the conversation.
We all want it. That's why.
It's because it makes sense. You can see it. You can see how it would work, right? I've thought a little bit about it more since last week, too. And we were talking about the whole, like, oh, I want it to be atmospheric, like light on dialogue. I've decided the way I think you really cement that deal is you need to get, and I need to look up their name real quick. But I want to get the composer from Celeste, Lena Raine. She's also done a bunch of other, like, really, really notable...
She did Wondersong like, as well, worked, didn't she?
She also worked on Deltarune. She's done stuff for Minecraft, Chicory. It's, like, a bunch of really, really cool pixel art games and, like, does a really good job of the whole, like, atmospheric VGM inspired soundtrack, you know? So, like, I'm thinking that animated, very light on the dialogue, I'm like, oh my god, slam dunk. It's just like an hour-long music video of Lena Raine set like, to Metroid battles.
What's that Disney movie? Fantasia. It's like Fantasia.
Sure. Yeah, but like, I guess like less vignette-y.
Creepy Fantasia,
but still
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So thanks to everybody who wrote in over on the Discord. It was a great conversation over there today. So remember, if you want to keep the conversation rolling after the show ends, the Discord is the best place to go. Folks from the audience and us are always getting in there mixing it up and talking about whatever we talked about on the last week's show a little bit deeper. So make sure you come and hang out. We'd love to have you. So let's get into our talking point for this week. All right. Is a summer Nintendo Direct coming? It's a question on everybody's mind, right? And we've gotten some, we've gotten some updates around it, right? And there's some reason to think that there's one inbound, right? So I'll catch you up if you haven't heard. Alana Pierce, right, who you may know, former video game journalist, current video game developer. She works at Sony Santa Monica as a writer now. But before that, you know, she worked at IGN. She does the YouTube stuff. She's still in the games commentary space. She was doing a live stream reaction to the Xbox Bethesda showcase. And during the presentation, there was a viewer in chat who asked if a Nintendo Direct had been announced. And Alana replied, no, but I believe there is a Nintendo Direct coming on the 29th. I don't know if that's been announced. You heard it here first. Let me check. Then she went, checked some notes, and confirmed, I have it written down, 29th. Yep, June 29th, Nintendo Direct. And then she went on to say, it's not technically a leak because Nintendo didn't tell me, which is how I make that call. But it's also, I'm not leaking anything about it, or I'm not leaking anything that's in it, which is what I think is shitty. So, seemingly,
I don't think that counts, like, that it's not a leak because Nintendo directly didn't tell you. I think it's still a leak if someone who maybe has something in that show told you. I still think, like, it counts as a leak.
Depends on where the information comes from, right? Yeah. Like, if it's a thing she heard from another person who heard it from someone else, then it's a rumor, right? And it's not technically a leak, but if it proves to be true, then it was definitely a leak, you know? Mm-hmm. But semantics aside, right? Alana, obviously a person who's connected in the space, both as a, you know, a journalist, former journalist, and as a developer. So the idea that that she would have this knowledge isn't outside the realm of possibility by any stretch of the imagination. So
yeah, but at the same time, it's also like, I think there's that like segment of journalists who are just like experimenting maybe with like, okay, how blown out of proportion can this one comment I say get, you know? And I know she's like outside of that space now. And
yeah, I think if she was in a different position, I might entertain that as a possibility. Mm-hmm. But you know, based on like what her job is and you know what I know about her from my following of her coverage, that just doesn't seem like what would be the point, right? Like,
yeah,
given her position and like the fact that, you know, she's not really like fighting for clout in that way, right? That like I think a lot of the type of person that you're describing arguably would be, because we've seen that, right? We just had like new leakers and insiders kind of shooting up to the top of the conversation these last couple of weeks as things that they leaked proved to be correct, and you know, so point taken. But this is one where, like, take it with a grain of salt, but the way in which it was revealed feels like probably pretty legit. So we'll see, I guess. We'll see if it actually ends up coming to pass. But hearing that, where are you at with it right now? Do you think it's coming on the 29th? Or do you feel confident that we're definitely going to get one at this point? Because I think I've kind of oscillated. For a while, I was thinking, well, if we haven't heard about it by now, it's probably not happening.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same, but like I said to you off mic yesterday, I was watching Jeff Keighley's Q&A. Actually, I think it was on One More Thing, which is going to be out next week. I was watching Jeff Keighley's Q&A that he did, like closing out Summer Game Fest, and someone asked the question, like, where is the Nintendo Direct? And he was like, you know what, I genuinely don't know. I haven't heard anything about it. They haven't announced anything. But he said usually they announce these things like 1 to 2 days ahead of time. It's not unusual. Mm-hmm. And it's only ever been when it's been E3 and there needs to be journalists planning it around other events or it being in person that they've actually announced it ahead of time. And he said, I think it's just a case that we're used to that because it's this E3 week, but it's not E3. It's Summer Game Fest. It's a digital event. It's totally different. And he said, look at the PlayStation State of Play. That was announced like 2-3 days before it happened. It was announced on like the Friday and it happened on the Tuesday. So I think we're probably expecting to hear it further out than it actually is. I don't think it's going to be this week. I think we probably would have heard it if it was the 16th by now, but we may still get an announcement to like, if you're listening to this, we've already had the announcement. But I think probably the 29th makes sense. If that's what Alana's heard, I think she's well connected. Like you said, I think the 29th probably does make sense for a release date.
Yeah,
that's kind of where I'm at with it. Yeah, it's like, I feel like if she wasn't fairly confident, she wouldn't have said anything, you know, or wouldn't have confirmed it and been like, oh yeah, that's what I've written down, that's what I've heard, take it to the bank, you know.
I was listening to one of Kit and Krista's recent podcasts. They were doing some Nintendo Direct predictions as well, and they kind of like quickly slipped in some interesting comments that I heard that I hadn't heard really. But it seems like, you know, from their awareness, previous Nintendo employees, they were saying like, oh yeah, this is the whole Summer Games Fest thing is probably a week that Nintendo will avoid announcing anything, just like out of the risk of like being associated with it in some way. And I was like, I don't know what they mean by that. Like, I guess I feel like Nintendo has a bit of a loyalty toward E3 as far as like a bunch of companies go. So they probably see that as kind of where they like to host their stuff, do their events, put their news out, you know? And so, I don't know, to me that made sense. Like, oh, maybe they don't want people to mistake it for like a Summer Games Fest event, you know? So, yeah, just a little thing that they put in there that I was like, oh yeah, that's an interesting thing. I kind of wonder what the business aspect to their decisions are with
sure.
that.
Yeah, I think about that a lot too. And like, I know you and I both finished Reggie Fils Aimé's book recently, and like, mm-hmm. listening to that, it does make me wonder, like, what is the status of the relationship between Nintendo and Jeff Keighley now? Because mm-hmm. the folks that he really was in tight with aren't there anymore, and that doesn't mean anything necessarily, right? Like, but yeah, I'm wondering, like, is this a show of loyalty to the ESA and the assumption that E3 is going to come back and them wanting to, you know, not burn bridges, or is it, you know, them not wanting to share attention?
I think it's that. I think they don't want to share the stage and be graded and compared with all the other shows, like has been happening. Yeah, Xbox had an absolute slam dunk show, and if Nintendo comes out and it's a bit of a fizzle, I don't think they really want that. They want to be the center of attention. They want to have the hype around it, like they always do.
2 weeks out
makes
that much of a difference, though. I always think that's so interesting, because it's like, I feel like we're gonna make that comparison anyway. If it comes out and it sucks, I'm gonna be like, oh, like Sony and Nintendo
like
got some catching up to do
of the Summer Game Fest, like of the Summer Game Fest, because all of that commentary will have happened by that point. I will have spoken about the Summer Game Fest, and now we'll be moving on. And yeah, we might say, but you know, we did see some great announcements from Xbox a couple of weeks ago, but it's not going to be right then and there where you're talking about the big things that happened at the show as a whole. So we're like talking about, wow, we saw Kojima, we saw Starfield, we saw Resident Evil 4. None of those games are coming to Switch. And
But even like alternatively, I do feel like during Summer Game Fest, we saw a lot of things that are coming to Switch. So
I think
it's
so
like,
too.
What
yeah.
else is there to announce, you know?
Yeah.
It's first party stuff too, is the big question, I think.
It has to be.
With what's
going
to Switch.
Yeah, that's the big one. There's also like another important thing behind this June 29th date. This is when the scheduled Q&A is with the investors for Nintendo. So
it's that day?
Yeah, it's that day exactly. Huh. So I don't know if the 29th date means like, you know, they're doing Japan time, maybe that's the 28th for us kind of thing, or maybe they're doing a day earlier, but it seems to make sense for them to have like some announcements and then host their Q&A. Otherwise,
right, cause their
Q&A is going to be like, where's the direct? What should we know about, you know?
Yeah,
and then Nintendo goes into this saying like, okay, here's what's coming up. What are your questions?
You know? And it's like whenever Nintendo does a good presentation, their stock goes up quite a bit, you know? They've done this multiple times where it's been like, oh, they announced such and such game. Cool. You know, it's like, that's what you want.
It goes
the juice
one
you
way
want
or
going
the other.
Into an investor call, right? Like,
yeah, and it goes one way or the other because we've seen it drop before too after, after
that
them.
Is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see on that front. But I mean, I'm inclined to believe that we're getting one and that it's imminent. It's, I guess, just a matter of like when and what we're going to see, which is, of course, you know, the main focus of our episode today. Right. Is we're going to go and check or not check in. Sorry, excuse me. I'm thinking of our previous predictions. We're going to go ahead and jump into this. We're going to go through our kind of normal predictions process. If you're a newer listener, if you've never caught one of our predictions episodes before, what we'll do is we're going to go through round robin style. Each of us will pick five normal predictions and then one what we call a risky pick, which if you do get the risky pick right, it's worth double the points, but it has to be something that isn't, you know, it has to be kind of a long shot.
Yeah, we've all got to agree that that is a real long shot. And if any one of us is just like, no, I think that's going to happen, I don't think that's too risky, then you have to come up with something else.
Yeah, and that's like always how we judge it, is just like, do the other hosts agree that this is a risky enough
pick? Yeah, like risky pick, I think, for last year was Xbox Game Pass coming to Switch. I can't remember what my risky pick for this year was. So they are a little bit out there in terms of predictions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, we've done two predictions episodes on this show in the past so far. Episode 20, we did release date predictions, which we'll check on at some point soon. There hasn't been an update there in a while. And then on episode 21 of the show, we did our proper predictions of the year. So yeah, that's something we'll have to check in on again at some point too, because I don't think we've had any updates on that yet either. But I'll tell you this, you had your risky pick, Steve, for this year was a Nintendo-owned character will appear in a game on a platform other than mobile and not Fortnite.
I think that's going to happen because one of my predictions is related to that today.
There you go. We'll have to see. Exciting. We'll have to see. Okay. So I want to do things a little differently this time because what we did with our last set of predictions was, I believe, we let Chewy go first, we had you go second, and we had me go last because I was the reigning champion. Now that we did that already,
I'd like to go first because I'm at the top of this list, right? I'm happy to go first.
No. Okay. All right. Okay. So here's what we're gonna do. I have a D20 right here. We're gonna roll. I'm gonna roll thrice, and I'm gonna show you the numbers. It's gonna be on the honor system. I am not going to cheat. Okay.
All right. Okay. We trust you.
All right. So let's roll.
Whose is this roll for?
Actually, who wants to go? If that's an important question, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. We'll do them in the order that it's on the dot. Yeah. So Steve, okay. Chewy, me, and we'll roll in that order. Okay, so
unless this is a one, then this is Chewy's number.
Okay. Steve has a 9.
A 9. Yeah, that's not me then, is it?
Not great. Not a great roll.
Not great at all.
Chewy's up next. Chewy got 11.
11.
Nice.
Okay, and now it's my turn. Ha ha ha! 19, baby!
Okay, so it's Pete, then Chewy, then me.
You pre-recorded this.
Literally
I
want to
see your actual webcam, please.
I'll tell you what. The next time we do a roll, I'll set up the sky cam and you can watch it roll. But I promise you that's exactly what we got. I like that it's in reverse order of the way I put it in the document. Yeah. Like exact reverse
that's
order.
Hilarious. That's great.
Okay. So for my number one prediction, I'm going to go with one of the ones I think is a lock. Okay? So I am going to predict that Bayonetta 3 gets a release date in the show.
And an actual fixed release date, because we know it's 2023. Date. So you're saying date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And here's why.
Are you going to put the date? Are you going to guess the date?
I'm not going to guess the date because
we
don't
have points. Like, could you get half a point if you get the release date?
If I put the date.
Yeah.
So I think what we'll do for this, since I'm saying it will be released or it will be announced with a date, it has to be here and it has to get a date for me to get the full point. Yeah. If it doesn't get a date, I get a half point.
I don't think it gets a window because it's already been announced and they've already announced the window. So like, I think it's got to be the date. That's like it's a 1 point job.
No, because you could still guess that we would see a game at a show. Like if you're like, oh, we're going to get a trailer for X game, like that's a fine prediction.
If that's what you're saying, there's gonna be a trailer and then it's gonna have a release date.
And a release date.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. We get another look at the game, release date. Mm-hmm. And I think this one has a good chance. As of right now, right, the last update we got is Nintendo reconfirmed in its latest financial report that the game is still coming out in 2022. And just a couple days ago, Nintendo Life was reporting on the fact that Bayonetta 3 it showed up on the homepage of the My Nintendo store alongside other games that are set for release this year. Hadn't been there before. And this is actually the same thing that happened with the Bayonetta 1 and 2 release. They were advertised on the eShop the day of the Direct. And it's so similar kind of thing. We'll see if it ends up turning out that way, but I'm pretty confident that it's going to come. They've said it's coming out this year. We still haven't heard of it. We know that there's a lot of question marks in terms of what their plans are for the rest of the year. I think Bayonetta 3 is a pretty safe bet.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's safe. But I am not a chicken like some people, and I am going to predict one with a date.
Sorry, I want to
probably wait. Because it needs one. My first one is that we're going to get an updated release date for Advance Wars Reboot Camp. It's August 12th.
That was one of mine.
Yeah, I had that on my list too. August 12th.
I'm not afraid to say it. August 12th.
And we're not going to... Are we going to allow Chewie to update his calendar prediction for that? Or are they locked in?
No, they're locked in.
Forget that one. I'm mad at Russia still.
We could all change it because like it's all been passed for us, so that like, we could all change our date on it and like level it out again.
No.
Okay.
I think if anything, Chewie gets like honorable point, like he gets a point for guessing it right, but we get like a half point or something because it got changed.
I got cheated.
You did. You really did. I think you're about to cheat yourself again by guessing a very specific release date for this game, but you know what? You do you, buddy.
Well, it's a half point as well, right? Because like,
I wouldn't... If I let either of you get this prediction, I would say you have to put a date on it.
Okay.
I think it requires one. Because it already had one. It got moved. I don't know.
Fair enough. I don't know. I'd let you get away with it, but you do you, buddy.
Okay, so
all right, Steve. Number one.
As I alluded to, like my risky pick for the year is that a Nintendo character will be in a non-Nintendo game. I think there's going to be a crossover with Fall Guys announced at the Nintendo Direct. It comes out on June 21st on the Switch. It goes free to play, and I could see that, you know, a week out. They announced some kind of crossover. We've just seen the Halo crossover get leaked, and Xbox has since confirmed it. There's going to be Master Chief as one of the beans in Fall Guys. And I could see them doing the same thing with Mario or Zelda or maybe a Xenoblade character, whoever they want to advertise. They've done it with Rocket League. They've done it with a bunch of other games like Minecraft. So I could see them. They're not averse to doing this. So we'll see. We'll see if it happens. I'd like to see it happen. I think wandering around as one of those beings in like a Mario or a Luigi costume would be absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. Sure. This one almost made my list. I'm glad you had it on there.
I think that's a good prediction. Yeah. I think that's a really good one. So, do the Nintendo cars in Rocket League work on other platforms? Like, can you see them on other platforms?
I have no idea how it works.
I don't know, actually. Yeah.
That's the thing that I have the hardest time
with. I'll ask around.
But, yeah, I'd be interested to see that one. Okay, my next one, this is another one that I have research for. So, earlier this week, Emily Rogers, who is a well-known Nintendo insider, she posted on Famiboards, which is like a video game discussion board community, and she shared some new information about a new Fire Emblem game. Upcoming Fire Emblem is a new game, not a remake, brand new story, collaboration between Intelligent Systems, Koei Tecmo, and Gust, which is a division of Koei Tecmo. Gust heavily assisted with the visuals and graphics, supposed to be a huge improvement over Three Houses. Was originally intended as an anniversary game to celebrate Fire Emblem's 30th anniversary. It's been finished for over a year. The main character, who's the main lord, has a strange red and blue hairstyle. His mother is a dragon. New emblems gimmick allows players to summon Fire Emblem characters from the past for your squad. And then she also said she doesn't plan to share any more details about it. Months ago, Nate Drake teased about the red and blue element of it, and she said that everything that he's teased about the upcoming Fire Emblem game has been accurate. So, to me, it sounds like there's a lot of details that are, you know, understood about this game. It's apparently already done. What better time to reveal it than now? So, I'm going to say we will get our first look at the new Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I had this on my list too because I saw the stuff earlier today.
I saw it, yeah.
And I was like, God damn it.
Those are the two I really wanted to get, so I'm happy.
I really want to get a new Fire Emblem, so I'm happy.
Me too.
You've got one. There's a new one coming out.
Don't you dare.
And it's got
how
full voice acting for everyone.
How
it's great.
How dare you, Steve?
You mean those new YouTube videos I'm going to be watching pretty soon?
Yeah, right.
Whole new series. About 7 hours, probably.
Great.
Yeah. They do a good job with those cutscenes, though. Not going to lie.
Yeah, the cutscenes in those games are always really good. I remember looking up some of the Persona ones, and they look great. They do look great.
Mm-hmm. All right. My next one... I think it's time. We've talked about kind of the big sellers for Nintendo, and I feel like their strategy is doing paid DLC for a lot of those. I think it's time we see some Ring Fit Adventure paid DLC.
Nice.
And I'm guessing it'll also be available through the expansion pack or pass, whatever they call it.
Yeah, I think it probably will be expansion pack. I'd also like it to just be free, which would be great. I would very much like this prediction to come true because I think that counts as new software for the Ring Fit, for the Ring Con.
It might.
Was that your prediction? Was new software?
New software for the Ring Con, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something new for it to do, you know? That's good. It's a good
maybe
one.
So. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, it's a win-win for me and Chewy then.
I think, honestly, the best case scenario would be if it comes out and it's unpaid DLC. And it doesn't use the leg strap because then neither of you gets the points that you deserve. That would really be the best scenario.
I also could see them doing some kind of tie-in with Switch Sports.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Maybe, yeah.
Because we've got the update coming for golf, right, at some point.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Maybe they get like an archery expansion where you like use the Rincon or something.
That's true.
Be cool. All right, what do you got, Stevie?
Okay, so Pete stole my Fire Emblem one, which I'm really salty about because he cheated with the dice. So I'm going to go with Metroid Prime Trilogy will be announced.
I had the opposite of that. I said it will not be announced.
you know, got a battle going on.
The rumor is like that this has been done for like a decade at this point. And so if the Fire Emblem game's been done for a year and is supposedly being announced, I could see that they're going to do a Metroid Prime Trilogy. Plus, it's been 5 years today, as of the time of this recording, since that Metroid Prime 4 logo showed up on our screens at E3 many, many moons ago. So I think it's about time that Metroid fans got a 3D Metroid on the Switch. Metroid Dread was a slam dunk, sold absolutely boatloads, and I think the 3D Metroids will sell even more. Whether this exists or not, who knows, but I'd like to see it.
It's been ready since the Wii U, I think. I probably wanted to put it out there.
Okay. All right. This puts it on me.
Were you just doing the opposite of that for yours?
I might still. There's like wrinkle to that story, and I kind of want to bet on it that Steve is wrong, but I also don't know if it's going to show up here, so I'm not like super confident in my counter. If it was like, if we were doing the annual thing, I would counter pick, but right now I'm not totally sold on it. So I'm going to go with something else that I think is risky, but not the riskiest thing. I think we're going to get a release date for Hollow Knight Silksong.
Oh, that's fair enough. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I could see it happening.
You should have.
So when is it?
Should have seen one of my possibilities for the risky pick was a shadow drop of Silksong.
So when is it? When's it coming? Crazy. Tell us.
I don't know. I mean, so it's got to be within the next 12 months. Right? Because it was at the Xbox show.
It does need to be within the next 12 months. And they reiterated that in their trailer that it's in the next 12 months, which is why I thought maybe a shadow drop. So I think you should for that, Pete. You should put the date on there.
No, I'm not going to fucking
June 29th.
Saying a shadow drop of June 29th.
Shadow.
You're That'd crazy. Be huge.
It looked pretty That'd done so to me, huge. You know.
It does look done. I mean, it could be soon.
I'm about to play Hollow Knight because that it looks good. I love the world, the lore. I'm about to play it.
All right.
Is it on me?
It's on YouTube.
Okay, we mentioned Switch Sports. What's coming up? I kind of don't think the Rincon will get added to it just because of the expense that would be with like manufacturing and on the consumer to, you know, buy the separate thing.
They've sold a shitload of them though. Like it was the best selling JRPG last year.
They did, and I'm sure there's probably a lot of crossover between people who have both games. Don't really know the data on that, but I still do think that new stuff is coming even beyond this golf edition. So I think they're going to show off a bit of the golf update, but also tease some new sports coming. And I think one of them is going to be basketball.
Okay. So, new sports, including basketball.
New sports, one's basketball.
One has to be basketball. Otherwise,
one is basketball.
Okay. I wouldn't say it has to be. If they reveal new sports and one of them isn't basketball, it's just not a full point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, to get the full point, one has to be basketball. Otherwise, you only get the half basketball. Point. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I like throwing myself under.
I've got so
you
many.
You really do. You always take good predictions and make them insane.
I've honestly got so many crazy things here. Okay. A Xenoblade themed bit of hardware will be announced. Whether that's a new pro controller or a new console, I'm not sure. But I think we'll see something Xenoblade hardware themed. There, because you know that's coming out next month. I think we'll probably see it there, and I think we'll get some special edition thing to commemorate it.
Man, Nintendo used to like putting out pro controllers, didn't they?
We got it was great.
The
Xenoblade
2 one, the Splatoon 2 one, the Smash one, which was just like you know two pieces of tape to make the lines.
Yeah, it was terrible. The Monster Hunter one looks so good though.
That was good. Yeah, they got a whole console too.
Is there's a Dragon Quest one as well.
Oh yeah, Dragon Quest has that weird slime.
The weird
controller.
Slime thing. I love it. It's great.
Uh-huh. That was on Wii U though, wasn't it?
No, I'm sure they did a Dragon Quest.
No, they did. There was
Dragon
a Switch,
Switch
slime,
one.
The full slime controller they did on Switch.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's selling on eBay for $200.
Oh my god.
Jeez, worth every penny. Worth it. All right, I really want my next two, so don't steal.
I have something that I want to use as a risky pick, I think.
All right, we'll save that one then.
I don't know if he'll let me do it, but I'll see. We'll see what happens.
Do you want to table it now as a risky pick? We can skip ahead, and if it's not risky, you can slot it in as number four. Do you want to try that?
Okay, yes. So I have one, and I think it has specific enough parameters that it makes it risky. I think Nintendo is going to reveal a new IP, but it's not going to be like a small, like, I don't mean this like in a derogative way, but like a small kind of throwaway indie thing like Game Builder Garage. I'm thinking like
a Splatoon or an ARMS.
Yes. A look at some because they've said, right, they have all these new IP in development.
I think it has to be the next big IP then. And
yeah, we'll know like it when it's, we it's see like it. A it's like a triple A caliber yeah. release okay. type thing.
Well, no,
are you comfortable
we
with that as a
I'm
risky
okay
pick?
With that, because yeah, I don't think it's happening. Okay.
Me neither. That's why I want to, but I want to put it, you know, like I want it to happen.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just going to say new AAA caliber IP.
Yes.
For the risky pick. Okay. All right. So that means I still have to do another one.
That's fine. Let's should we do.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Four, yeah. And I'll do my fifth one. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
All right. My next one, we got one game left to come to the N64 expansion pack, Pokemon Snap. We're going to get our next round of N64 games announced.
Okay. What are they?
Yeah, I feel like you need a little more than that.
I mean, I've given you guys so much with the other ones.
Because I have one. I
all right,
have
you know
one.
What, Chewy? You know specific. What, Chewy? I'll give it to you because all the other ones you've picked, you've been way too specific for your own good.
Yeah, but that specific. Ruins one of mine.
I don't care.
But I know we're getting Banjo-Tooie and Diddy Kong Racing. Come on.
Yeah, but I think we're getting GoldenEye. Like, I think that's a big announcement.
That's
here.
True.
It wasn't at the Microsoft yeah. thing. The achievements showed up on the Xbox website.
Is that your prediction?
Well, it was going to be one of them, but I don't know if I can have that with this.
You can
if you want to be specific with yours.
Yeah, I think GoldenEye announced for
NSO.
For NSO, yeah.
Not a remake.
No, not the remake. I think the Switch gets the NSO version and Xbox gets the version for 360 that leaked.
Okay. GoldenEye for NSO. I'll take it. Okay, so then I'm going to say for my next one, I think we will get a first look at another non-video game project.
So not the Mario movie?
Yeah, like something else. Not necessarily
fresh.
A movie, but
it
could be a toy
park.
Collaboration. Like, yeah, any something non-games that is new information.
Okay, that's fine. But it's a new project. Can't be like, here's another set from Lego. Because that's not new.
I think if it's a new set that's not Mario, then it counts.
Okay, but if it's a Zelda-themed set, fine. But if it's just another fucking Mario set, then you don't get it.
That's not a new Who project. Yeah. Yeah, that's a continuation, okay. So I wouldn't count that.
But they have done Nintendo-themed ones for that as well, like the
NES.
They
need to do an Animal Crossing one. Just do that.
Yeah,
I will say, though. I will say, though, I don't think... And I want to make this clear now so that I don't get fucking bullshit for it later. If it's like a new thing about the theme parks, that also counts. Because adding an attraction to a theme park that already exists is new.
No.
Yes.
Cranny also needs to be at the theme park, now that you mention it.
Hard agree.
Why is that not all the gift shops? Come on.
Because it's Mario Land, basically.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know why anything. It doesn't have anything non-Mario there. It's ridiculously named.
Like, if they come out and they're like, hey, like...
I think there's supposed to be hidden Pikmin, right?
Are there?
I think so.
I know. It wasn't Donkey Kong the next one, but I consider him part of Mario.
There is a Donkey Kong, like, land section, yeah.
Don't know. Weird.
But anyway, if they come out and they're like, hey, we're adding Hyrule, that's new. That counts.
That'd be dope.
They're like, hey, there's a new ride. That counts.
Does an announcement is an announcement it? Because you said first look. Like, if we're just saying Hyrule's coming, and there's literally the words that come out of their mouth, I don't think that's the first look.
Fine, I'll say announcement. Okay. Last pick from Chewy.
That's before the risk.
I feel like somebody had to guess this. I think we're going to get the name for the sequel to The Breath of the Wild.
Oh, you think so? I do not.
I thought about that. Yeah, I didn't.
I think it's time. I think we're getting the name.
No, I think they reserved that for its own special direct.
I kind of agree, but I hope you're right.
I think that's a... Aonuma comes out on stage. He's like, it's finally time. We're going to show you it. And then the trailer ends with the name, and then he's like, yes, this is what it's called, and here's why. And then he goes over all
of
the stuff.
Who said this direct doesn't have a stage? Who said?
Could be. Right, I've got a bunch here, and I'm not sure where to go. I'm going to say Persona comes to Nintendo Switch.
That's a good one. Mm. Wait a minute. That hasn't been confirmed, right?
No, they've confirmed it for PlayStation, PC, and Xbox, but it has not been confirmed for Nintendo Switch. And I think the reason it hasn't is because it's not been at a direct yet, and I think Nintendo wants that news.
So real quick, I Googled Persona coming to Switch, the top three news articles. IGN, despite years of requests, Persona still isn't coming to Switch. Persona 3, 4, and 5 seemingly confirmed for everything but Switch from Nintendo Life. Inverse, Persona Xbox Game Pass announcement sparks outrage from Nintendo Switch fans, and the picture is just a picture of someone from Persona crying.
I think this is proof that the exclusivity deal was just exclude Nintendo from Persona.
I think the exclusivity deal was for PlayStation 4 and that generation. And now that they're announced, now that they're releasing on a new generation of consoles, because they're doing a new Persona 5 Royal for PS5 version, that's another $70 game, I think the exclusivity deal's over. I think it was for that generation of console.
I do not understand the exclusivity agreement with Persona at all. Because I'm not even sure that there ever really was one in the way that we understand it. I really am not sure.
Do you think it was just like, well, Nintendo gets Shin Megami Tensei, so we're going to give Sony Persona?
I kind of think so. Like, and when you think about it, that used to be a normal-ass thing, right? Like, back in the 360 PS3 generation, right? Originally, BioWare's plans was that like Mass Effect was going to be on Xbox and Dragon Age was going to be on PlayStation, and they're like,
"Fucking
fuck
weird!
That.
Why would you do that?" Like, I don't understand.
But because Sony was kicking money towards the development of Persona, right? So like that would be the reason that they would do it. But like, what's, you know, I don't know. There had to be some agreement in place. But when they brought P4 to PC and it sold a shitload of copies, they were like, oh, this is the thing we want to do now, is put Persona on everything. So maybe they just decided Persona's too big to be stuck on PlayStation anymore and they don't need the money.
It's Atlus's biggest franchise. I just don't understand. It's like outgrown Shin Megami Tensei, which is where it came from. It is like its own thing.
By a lot.
It's
Nobody
massive.
Gives a shit about Shin Megami Tensei compared to Persona. Right?
Oh my
like,
God, Zayd's just giving me the evils right now.
Well, like, he would be the first to admit that, I would think. Yeah. Right? Like, show me the person that like Shin Megami Tensei more than Persona, and that is a rare creature, I think, you know? Like, it's... But, I mean...
The saddest part is it's going to be a cloud version.
No, it's not.
You're so right. It's going to be terrible.
All right, what's your number five non-risky pick, Pete?
Okay. All right, you know what? I'm going to do it. Okay.
Risk it.
The Metroid Prime trilogy does not exist.
How do we know it does not exist? It's not here, I think, is all you can
say.
I'm
going to tell you why. Okay, Metroid Prime trilogy.
I think just specify for Switch. Because it exists,
yeah,
but just
fine.
Like not for Switch.
You think they're doing individual boxed copies of each game?
Yes. And Metroid Prime Remaster developed by Retro is revealed. So, I'm going to give some background on this one, too.
I would be fucking livid, and I think Metroid fans would be, too, considering Retro is meant to be making Metroid Prime 4. I'd be like, what the fuck are they doing?
You're right, Steve, but guess what? That's seemingly exactly what's happening, if certain folks are to be believed, right? So, I'm going to pull this up. This was confirmed late last year. Emily Rogers, who I mentioned earlier, right? No Nintendo insider. The original reporting, right, of the fact that the trilogy existed and was done was originally reported by folks like Jeff Grubb and Imran Khan. But then this past September, Emily Rogers came out and said that she heard that Nintendo was busy working on a Metroid Prime 1 to celebrate the game's 20th anniversary in 2022. Another Reset Era user named Belmont came forward claiming that Retro Studios was working on that remaster slash remake of Metroid Prime 1, and the original plan had been for Retro to do the entire trilogy. Emily Rogers then corroborated that the development of a remaster began in 2017 or 2018, and then Retro was handed the development of Metroid Prime 4 in 2019, which complicated the plan of them trying to do the entire trilogy. So that's why only the first one is seemingly done. Since then, Imran Khan acknowledged that wrinkle in the story and claimed that that is also what he has heard and corroborated that. And then we also heard from Emily Rogers again later on where she said that, let me see. Nobody knows if the plans were changed or axed after COVID. And then she said it would be cool if Nintendo sticks to their original plan to bring all three games to Switch. I'm rooting for the best possible scenario here. The only thing I can confirm at the moment is that Prime 1 exists and it just wrapped up development over the summer. That was last year. So seemingly it finished development about a year ago. We know that Nintendo has a habit of finishing things and then sitting on them for the right moment. Why not now?
Hmm. I could still see a trilogy. I really could. I really think that they want to do all three.
I think you're right, but I don't think all three are done. So the question is, do you hold two and three back, or do you put one out so that we have something to satiate us while they finish up work on four?
I think you can announce it and maybe have them come out. I don't know. We'll see. Who knows?
See. I love a counter pick. One of us has to be right, yeah. Or we can both be wrong. All right. So for my risky pick, like I said, I've got the new AAA caliber IP. So that's going to be the one from me. Mm. Chewy.
All right.
What is your risky pick?
All right. Got a couple options, so you can tell me if you don't like the first one.
Okay.
Give me your juiciest one. I mean, I don't know how juicy these are. I just think they're risky. Wild card one. We're going to see a revival of the Mario and Luigi series.
Ooh, I love that. Don't think it's real, but I love that.
That studio got shut down, right?
Yep. Yeah, it would have to be a new team.
Mm-hmm.
Shut down. So, Mario and Luigi. The Mario RPG's got to come back.
I'd like that. I feel like they make paper there, they're RPGs these days.
Yeah, but those games are not good. They've put out like two in a row that are just like stinkers.
Yeah.
Put it away for a while. Bring back Mario and Luigi.
So I had a few left as well. Like just deeper looks at Splatoon 3, boring.
That was one of mine.
A Mega Man game announced I have as a possible risky pick because I feel like Capcom has not shown anything.
Really? They're going to announce it at the Nintendo thing when they just did their own presentation.
I know. Yeah, they announced Resident Evil 4.
That is risky.
They announced Resident Evil 4 at a PlayStation event and then did their own presentation.
But at least that was before, right? Like, yeah, I think it would be so weird to be like...
That's why I'm not going with that one.
It would be risky. It would be risky. I don't think it's happening.
But. I had Silk Song Shadow Drop as like a possibility. But the one I'm going to go with is the horse shit game gets announced. Everybody's 1-2 Switch is announced.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh. Dude, I love that. I love that. Man. Everybody's 1-2 Switch revealed.
Because
I want to see it. I want to
see that fucking horse. And I want to see what they do with this. Do they put it on? Do they release it as DLC? Does it go out? Everybody's 1-2 horse shit revealed. Yeah, does it show up on the Switch Online expansion pack, or is it a full package game, which seemingly Nintendo's management want to put it out as?
I'm not going to hold you to this as part of your prediction, but if it is revealed, which of those things is it? Is it a full game or is it a package?
I think they make it a full game, and it's one of those like cheaper titles like they've done with Switch Sports, where it's like $40.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it a lot. I think we got a good list here. All right, so we'll read through them real quick before we close it out. For me, I've got number one, Bayonetta 3 gets another look and a release date. Number 2, first look at the new Fire Emblem. Number 3, release date for Hollow Knight Silksong. Number 4, announcement of a non-video game project. Number 5, Metroid Prime Trilogy does not exist for Switch. Metroid Prime Remaster developed by Retro is revealed. My risky pick is that there will be a new AAA caliber IP from Nintendo. Chewy?
Mine were, number 1, we get an updated release date for Advance Wars, August 12th. And then 2, Ring Fit Adventure paid DLC, also available through the expansion pack. Number 3 was new Switch sports. One of them is basketball. Number 4 is new N64 games. 5 is name for the sequel to The Breath of the Wild. Can't wait to figure that out. And then risky pick is the revival of Mario and Luigi series.
All right. Steve?
So I've got Fall Guys and Nintendo crossover, Metroid Prime Trilogy announced, Xenoblade Hardware announced, GoldenEye for Switch Online, Persona comes to Nintendo Switch, and my risky pick is everybody's 1-2 Switch, or 1-2 horseshit, as Pete has written down, is revealed.
I'm interested to see which one of us wins, because I think some of these are like, could definitely just not happen at all, right? And it's like, all right, whatever. But, like, I think a couple of these are pretty legit. And I think each of us has at least one or two that's pretty legit. It's
going to be Yeah, I feel like all of ours could be its own direct, right? Each individual one, none of them are really the same. And none of them really have themes, which I think is why it makes a good general summer direct. It's why I didn't go with something like the name for Breath of the Wild, is because I feel like that gets its own. But I could also see the Xenoblade Hardware being announced at a Xenoblade Nintendo Direct, where it's like, here's the final look.
I don't think we'll get one,
look.
Though. Because it's coming out in July.
No, we've kind of already had it, right?
Yeah, and it's like, it's so imminent at this point. If not now, when? Right?
And they basically post about it every day on Twitter, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for yours, Steve, I think Persona is the one that I think is the best prediction. I think the Fall Guys one is also a pretty good chance.
I like the Fall Guys one.
I definitely think the updated Advance Wars one makes sense.
Yeah, I know. That was the one I was going to come out the gate with because I knew Chewie was going to go for it. And the dice didn't roll in my favor. So I was really sad about it because when I saw my name at the top of the list, I thought, oh, yeah, I can get that one and steal it from Chewie. Yeah.
I think that's a solid one, a really solid one. I think all the other ones are ones that I could definitely see being true, but it's like it's to varying degrees of like depending on what kind of direct this is, right? Like the new stuff on NSO, it's like that could be in a direct, that could also be a Twitter post, right? Like so it's so like, yeah, like that's a legit one for sure, but it's like, does it come here or does that come in a different format? I don't know, you know?
Yeah, well, I was surprised none of us went with Game Boy games coming to NSO either.
That's one of my overall for the year predictions, and I didn't want to double dip, you know?
That's fair.
It was on my list of if my things were stolen, but I got to use all my main five and then the risky one.
Yeah, I had a couple backups.
Do you want to hear my other risky?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what were your other risky picks?
I had two other risky ones. The first one, Mario Party Superstars 2.
Oh, come on, no, don't do that to me.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
DLC,
instead
though,
of them
please.
Doing DLC for it, just a sequel.
I feel like DLC makes so much sense with the expansion pack, though. Like, they've done the DLC for Mario Kart. Do it for Mario Party. It will keep people subscribed for so long.
Yeah, like 10 years they'll give it to us. Don't worry.
That's why it was risky, okay? The other one, Zelda, Oracle of Seasons and Ages remakes.
That is definitely
that would
a risky
be nice.
Pick, but that would
do
be
you know
a
what
then?
And that would work because it's what the hell's Capcom been doing other than Resident Evil or Monster Hunter? Like, I'm seriously wondering.
Didn't they do Minish Cap? I'm pretty
they
sure
did.
They made
they
Minish
did,
Cap.
They did. They did both of those games and Minish Cap. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh man.
I think those are the only ones. Yeah, I think they've just done those three Zelda.
Yeah, it was the GBA ones, right? They did.
Well, Oracle of Ages and Season 1.
Those are color.
Game Boy Color.
Game Boy Color.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They were like late Game Boy Color, but they were Game Boy Color. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think the Metroid one is the riskiest non-risky pick I have, because it would just be very easy for them to not talk about Metroid at all. And I also think that number four of the non-video game thing is a thing I could see them doing as in a different direct. So I think that one is also kind of like, we'll see.
Yeah, I could also see just like announcement for a theme park being a tweet.
Its own thing.
You know, like they announced the theme park opening in America in a tweet. It was just like, okay, we're opening next year. Are you coming? Yeah. Was weird. Mm-hmm. But I also think I'm in with a good shot for GoldenEye. That's why I specifically said it. Like I said, like Xbox putting it on their website, I think, points to this coming out soon. Whether it comes to NSL, whether it's his own game, I think is what's going to be.
That's the thing is, I believe the rumor. I don't necessarily think it's coming to NSO, but it could be. It could be very similar to like when they announced like the KOTOR remake and then like the originals came to Switch. Yeah. It's like, that could be. That could be real. I think the Silk Song thing is a little bit risky, too, because it's like they just revealed it. So it's like, did they just reveal it because they wanted to do the release date at Nintendo? And like it's on Game Pass, so they had to play ball with Xbox? Or is it...
No, I feel like Xbox would have chucked cash at them if they were ready to do the release date. I don't think they're ready for it. I feel like they don't want to announce the date too soon and have to move it. I think they'll only announce it when it's ready.
They announced it 2 years ago and they haven't said shit about
I think people played it on like the E3 show floor back then too.
And it's apparently out within 12 months. So it's like, is that crazy? I don't know. Again, you could be right. I really think it could go either way with that one. You know, and I think that's the case with a lot of these. It's like, I don't think any of them is crazy, but a bunch of them I can, like, rationalize my way of being like, they wouldn't do that here, they do it then, or whatever, right? But
yeah, but you again, literally never know. Like, you never know with them. Maybe they revive Labo and we have something to do with that, you know? Like, they could do genuinely anything.
Splatoon 3 Labo integration is coming.
Yeah, add the VR goggles to something.
I'm still scared they'll add it to Animal Crossing, and I don't have that. I don't have the VR. I'd be so sad.
They'll reprint it.
I think my brother has it, though, so I'd steal it.
Oh, yeah, just go steal it off him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll have to tune in 2 weeks and see what happens on the Nintendo front. Will these predictions come to pass? Will there even be a Nintendo Direct? We don't know, but if you want to write in with your predictions...
Might have been announced by the time you're listening to this.
Who's to say? Who's to say? Mm-hmm. We don't know. But if you want to write in with your thoughts about the upcoming Nintendo Direct, does it exist? What are the things that you hope you'll see? Definitely write in with your predictions and let us get like a running list here going. And then if it does happen, we can all compare notes and score, and maybe we score some of you listeners. Maybe maybe your predictions are even better than ours. Who's to say? You'll have to write in so that we can find out. So, thank you again for joining us here on this week's episode of Nintendo Noise. If you want to get some more content from us, show your support, get early access, all that good stuff, head over to flipscreen.games. That's our website where you can find links to our Patreon, our Discord, places to write into the show, all the different ways you can get our content. You'll find it right there on our website, flipscreen.games. Make sure you go and check it out. However you choose to show your support, we appreciate you, and thank you for tuning in for this week's episode of Nintendo Noise. For the crew, I've been Pete, he's been Chewy, he's been Steve. We'll see you next week!